Isn't it? It's 9:51. It's Elvis and Elliot. Patty's down the hall getting Mark Hamill some coffee because Mark Hamill's here. Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Well, Mark, you're right on time.
That's okay.
We missed you desperately. We've been playing this all morning.
Oh, boy, another royalty for John Williams.
Okay, enough of that.
He needs it. You know, that's pretty kind of awesome entrance music. You know, I think I need something a little more low-key, like piano bar music or something.
I like that, yeah.
Oh, I just so happened to have that standing.
Oh, you have it? Okay, yeah, Mark, don't go anywhere, Mark. Yeah, we have the exact
anywhere.
Music
there
you need.
Go.
And now Mark Hamill is here.
Nice. I got a 7-year-old. She goes, Daddy, are we Jewish? Because everybody at her school is. I said, honey, everybody in show business is Jewish.
Exactly.
Get it right.
As you know,
right.
According to Mr. Brando, everyone in show business is Jewish and they operate everything.
What's going on with Brando?
They got to go back to French kissing. I think that was much more newsworthy than that.
Yeah.
You mean, remember the previous appearance where they kissed goodbye?
Yes. Yeah, that was
Larry,
that's not out. Jaw-dropping television.
I think he's going to be his 9th and 10th wife.
But by the way, if you pay close attention to the first appearance, Larry King pooted.
No, that's a true. That's a true story.
It was a wild story. That.
Yes.
Boy.
He tried to blame it on Brando, but no.
I get a little nervous around Brando. I don't know if I go that far.
If Brando would lose just a little weight, I would tongue kiss him. And we're talking just a little weight, because you know what? He's my type. Mark Hamill is in town for many reasons. Number one, he loves New York. He's addicted to it.
I love New York. Well, I did 7 shows here. No, I did 7 shows. Elliot said he.
I saw you in The Nerd.
So I did lots of plays, but I'm here for Wing Commander. We're doing an appearance at the Virgin Megastore tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. till noon.
That's right? A cool play.
This thing, though, obviously, I'm not from the gaming world, okay? Wing Commander 3 had a $12 million opening day.
Wow.
It went on to do $100 million in sales. If it had been a movie, it would have been one of the top grossing movies of the year.
How much of that do you get?
I was stunned. I got a royalty. Malcolm McDowell called me up. He was one of the other actors in the movie.
Right.
Left this obscenity-laden message on my answering machine.
I love it when he does that to me.
Because he felt like I had some inside knowledge that it was going to go crazy like this. Because I took a lower salary with a royalty. And I paid way more in royalties than I have on my salary. I mean, it's awesome. The thing is, if you go into the, even if you don't get near a Virgin store, if you guys go, anybody listening goes to a store, they'll let you play this game. It sells itself. You play it for 30 seconds, you are hooked.
Okay.
Cool. It's like entering a screenplay because you are part, you're a cast member, you're co-screenwriter.
Screening couch? Author?
Well, you know, I mean, actors like to do theater because the audience is an integral part of the experience.
Right.
In a computer game like this, you're controlling my character and the script is like a foot and a half thick because it branches off.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make decisions at any given moment throughout the game that will affect the outcome of the game.
That.
There's
that's
so much scenarios, loose scenarios. Nathan got PO'd at me for coming down too hard on him about his rotten room. He immediately went, played the game, played the losing scenario, so I was captured and executed.
Okay, hold on.
That's your son.
Why
right?
Are you
everyone,
pissing
so many people off?
He hates everyone. Okay, everyone, time out, everyone. Mark is so happy about this. Let's explain to novices out there. This is a CD-ROM.
That's right.
You put it in that thing that looks like a CD player in your computer.
Right.
I'm trying to make it as simple as possible because I love my CD-ROM. And you get to go to town.
Exactly.
Right. You just go nuts.
And it's done, like, if you visited the set, you wouldn't know we were doing a game. It looks like any other movie. It's got a great cast.
Really?
John Rhys Davies from the Indiana Jones movies. Malcolm, of course. And, you know, I mean, it's just a fascinating product to me because I've never done anything like that before. I mean, it's truly a new medium. Not stage, not movies, not television, just something.
How long did it take to shoot?
Oh, this last one is pretty elaborate. Probably 12 to 15 weeks.
Wow.
Wow. You know, we have some CD-ROMs to give away, by the way.
Ooh.
We bought them, so you'll be getting part of those royalty checks.
Thanks, guys.
What's the official title of the CD-ROM?
It's Wing Commander 4, The Price of Freedom.
Wow. Now, Mark Hamill, don't go anywhere. Freeze. Back with more Mark Hamill after this. It's 9:55. Mark Hamill's mayor talking about his wonderful Wing Commander 4, The Price of Freedom CD-ROM. One call is 1-800-242-4.
Mark Hamill is with us at 10:01. He's here to talk about his new CD-ROM called Wing Commander 4, The Price of Freedom. I don't know why you're promoting this thing. It's already number one on the sales charts, right, Mark?
That's right. It's outselling Wing Commander 3, which did $100 million in sales. So if it had been a movie, it would have been one of the top grossing films of the year. It's, I mean, a shock to someone like me who's not really from the gaming or computer world, so to speak. But
right.
You know, I don't want to be embarrassed. I want people to come out there to the Virgin Megastore tomorrow. I don't expect lines around the block, but, I mean, I don't want to show up and, you know, have to do light housework if nobody shows up. Can you clean the windows as long as you're here?
We'll come and stand on line.
Well, you know,
yeah,
have you been in yet?
Have you been to the Virgin Megastore?
I just went, yeah.
It's a groovy place.
It's amazing. It's totally amazing.
By the way, I love your shirt.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't check the shirt.
Yeah, that is very nice.
Oh, we'll get that.
It looks really good on radio, doesn't it?
We're admiring Mark Hamill's shirt.
I don't know. You know, I'm that, you know, I told you, Alana, I've been married. She does all the clothing shopping for me because I'm...
She does great.
You know, we start to walk out the door and she goes... Are you going to wear that with that?
It just doesn't work.
she claims I'm colorblind. Now, I see colors, but she says, but you don't see distinctions in color. She'll say, is this sky blue or turquoise blue? And I'm
right.
It's blue. Yeah. It's like the 64 box of Crayolas, you know. It's sky blue and cornflower and like that.
Mark Hamill is with us at 10:03, and not to mention all the people that work at Z100 have brought their Star Wars trilogy videos in. You have signed more things. You know, you can make cash signing these things. You shouldn't sign them unless you charge money.
Wow. You know what happens is a lot of these 20-somethings, that what were they, 9, 10, 11 when the movies came out, of course. I mean,
right.
They captured them right at the age that they were meant to be.
Well, I'm just saying, I was 7 when
there
it came out.
Are there any plans for the 20th anniversary of Star Wars next year that you're getting involved in?
Not that I'm getting involved in. I mean, I don't celebrate birthdays of inanimate.
Oh, so you don't want to, like, be a part of it?
Well, of what, though? I don't know what they're doing.
I don't either.
Yeah, me either.
No. Okay.
You know what? Speaking of people...
It's nice having two really uninformed people on the radio.
Yeah, great. I don't know.
But I do have a graphic novel coming out from Dark Horse Comics in September that I co-wrote with Eric Johnson called The Black Pearl. It's based on a screenplay I wrote, and I want to direct the film, but hey, I got no track record. It's that old Catch-22, so...
Screw them. Do it anyway.
I'm going to do it.
It's 10:04. We go to line 13. Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
Colleen, he's here.
Hi,
Mark
Colleen.
Hamill is in your phone.
Mark, I wanted to know, did you remember me? I met you at Incredible Universe when you were in Garden City on Long Island.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I remember her in specific.
I was so excited when I heard you on the radio. I've been calling like all morning.
That was amazing, that stuff.
Oh, God, I just want to tell you, I love you so much.
Well, thanks. Are you going to come down and see us tomorrow at Virgin?
I want to come. I can't go. I have to do... Oh, my God. You don't understand.
Wow.
I tried to get... I can't go.
Oh, well, I'll need a call in. That's good.
I tie around the pictures that I took around me, like, all the time.
Oh, good.
Well, I'll tell you what, Colleen, if you could whoop up a nice dinner, you know, I'm sure Mark would probably just stop on by and grab a little nosh with you.
Oh, my God. I would love to come over.
Oh, that's sweet.
Say what, Colleen?
Yeah.
Do you have a CD-ROM on your computer?
No,
do you have a computer?
I don't have a CD-ROM.
Oh. Now, see, that's a thing. Oh, she comes out and stands in line for Wing Commander. Did you buy the product or not?
No.
Oh, well, but she made the effort. She's going
to buy you.
I have an idea here. Mark, you buy Colleen a computer, and she'll buy your CD-ROM.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks for making that offer on the radio.
Okay, Colleen, seriously?
Yeah?
Would you like an autographed copy of the Star Wars trilogy set?
Oh, my God, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, hold on. Time out. Where's mine? Hello.
It's too late. Elliot already promised.
Yeah, what's Colleen? All right, Colleen. Say goodbye to Mark, and we appreciate you calling. Okay?
I love you so much.
Thanks, Colleen.
Wow.
Hold on one second. Hold on. Okay. Mark, so what time are you going to be at the Virgin Megastore?
10 a.m. till noon.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow, Saturday.
You know, Lionel will be around the block 50 times.
Well, you hope for the best, but expect the worst.
But keep on one thing in mind. New Yorkers are long people.
Yeah, they are.
So when you see a line around the block, it's half the amount of people you think it is. All right. Mark, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, Virgin Megastore, Times Square. It's brand new. If you don't go see it for Mark, go see it for yourself. You got to see it. And it so happens Mark is there. Go see him.
Please.
Right. Thank you. Mark
Hamill.
Thanks a lot, Mark Hamill. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
It's 10:06. It's Z100. We're leaving. Mark, will you drag us out of here?
Absolutely. Let's get out of here to the weekend.
All right. Goo Goo Dolls on Z100.
Yeah, baby.